puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And on the first Sunday of May, that means Gordon Goldsboro is here from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
I'm glad to be on this side of the studio with you for once. And you left us with a clue in April. Why don't you remind us what that was?
Well, I reminded our listeners about the advertising slogan, Got Milk. Mm-hmm. And what I was alluding to is that today we would look at a building where for almost 90 years, milk was got. And what I was referring to is the now vacant Modern Dairies building in St. Boniface here in Winnipeg.
Vacant only recently though, right?
So yes, that's right. As about a year ago.
Where does that story start?
Well, we go back to 1912, and a fellow newly arrived from Belgium, a guy named Alfred de Kreiner, came to Winnipeg. He joined the police department, and he lived on Rue Laverandre in St. Boniface. And about 8 years later, 1920, he decides that police work isn't for him. He wants to branch out, so he starts a dairy out of his home. The idea was—
Out of his home.
In his home. Wow. Yeah, well, I guess initially it was a fairly modest operation. He mm-hmm. would get milk from a dairy herd, probably from outside of Winnipeg. He would process it to get things like butter and cream of various grades mm-hmm. and, of course, milk. Put these into bottles. And then, of course, what some listeners will recall is that in the early days, you didn't go to the store to buy milk. You would, in fact, go out to your front step and there would be some bottles of nice fresh milk that the milkman had delivered for you. So de Kreiner had a little route. He had six customers initially, and he would go around and deliver fresh milk in the morning for people to enjoy.
How did he do?
Oh, very well. In mm-hmm. fact, he started in 1920. By 1929, his route was so large that he needed a dedicated building. He could no longer run it out of his home. So he commissioned a local architect and a builder to build a building right across the street from his house. And that's the two-story red brick building that we see today.
And that's a quick, short walk to work as well.
Yeah, it was built at a cost of something like $250,000, which, you know, is not an inconsiderable sum even today.
Right.
By those terms, it was a lot of money, but a very attractive building. It had sort of brick on the exterior, red and white tile work on the inside, but most importantly, it had machinery inside to process the milk in a safe manner. Of course, we always want to think of milk as a very wholesome, safe material, and so you have to be careful. You have to sterilize the glass bottles that you deliver it in. You need to pasteurize the milk, cool it down, dispense it into bottles, and then, of course, you load these bottles up into a truck, and then the truck trundles off and goes on a route around the city delivering milk.
And so with his growing business, where was all the milk that he needed coming from?
Well, and eventually he'd get it from a whole series of dairies. I've come across a statistic of 175 dairies that were supplying him.
Wow.
But the major one is something that actually longtime listeners may recall. We talked some time ago about the old Davidson Dairy Farm that was southeast of Winnipeg near Marchand. Mm-hmm. It was actually the largest dairy in the province. It had over 800 dairy cows, and allegedly most of the milk from that facility was sent in to de Kreiner's Modern Dairies.
Awesome.
Well, unfortunately, you think it was 1929 that they did all this upgrading, and that was kind of bad timing because that's right on the cusp of the Great Depression.
Right.
A lot of businesses really suffered from the Depression, and I think de Kreiner's dairy was one of them. So within a couple of years, he was facing bankruptcy. Fortunately for him, though, a fellow named Andrew McNichol steps in, and he bought the dairy from de Kreiner.
He was a millionaire, right? A real estate guy?
Yeah, he actually made money in a number of things, but yeah, real estate was certainly one of them. He was one of the city's earliest millionaires. And what's interesting about him, too, is that he was a really ardent advocate for prohibition. He didn't think it was appropriate to drink alcohol at all, and he was definitely against smoking, too. So very, very sort of wholesome approach to life.
Milk is perfect, then.
Absolutely. So he bought something called the St. Andrew Dairy up in West Kildonan. He bought the Modern Dairy in St. Boniface. He merged them together. And of course, the name of de Kreiner's was the Modern Dairy, singular.
Right.
He decided, because we now have two dairies, we'll call it Modern Dairies. So people still today get it a little confused, Modern Dairy, Modern Dairies. Well, as of 1931, it was Modern Dairies, plural. Mm-hmm. So McNichol installed de Kreiner as the vice president of the company, and a fellow named James Spears He had been the assistant general manager of another dairy called the Crescent Creamery. He was installed as the president of this new firm. And so by all accounts, it became successful. In fact, they initiated a new advertising campaign that would become synonymous with modern dairies. They emblazoned this campaign on their glass bottles.
Right.
And it happens, I've actually had in my collection at home one of these glass bottles.
You brought this wonderful specimen in. It's an empty quart bottle, and it's round, and it's got an embossment on it that says, "You can whip our cream, but you can't beat our milk."
That's right. And
modern dairies.
That was synonymous with modern dairies for years and years. I bet you there's a lot of our listeners that recognize that slogan. And of course, what it does is it tells you that they have a superior product. So the demand for modern dairies increased, and by all accounts, the business was very, very successful. They had to expand this little dairy. So initially, they had this one, two-story building. They had to grow sort of organically. If you walk by it today, you'll see that it's quite an eclectic building now, because it's got a whole series of pieces attached to it that don't really sort of complement the original architecture.
Yeah, I saw one of the earliest pictures of it, and it looked, it was architecturally interesting, and then the add-ons just made it square.
Yeah, and they had three very large sort of picture windows that would have flooded the interior with light.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been covered over, and they put little wee windows in them. I suppose it was done in the name of energy conservation, but it sure does change the look of the building and doesn't make it more attractive, I'm afraid.
And it was a huge enterprise at that time, right?
Yeah, actually, Modern Dairies became the largest dairy products company in Manitoba. And James Spears, the guy who was the original president of the company back from 1931, his family stayed active in the company. He and his sons were the management of the firm right up until 1970. That's when local ownership of the company ended. It was bought by a Chicago-based firm called Beatrice Foods. Now, they pledged that they weren't going to make any changes. They weren't going to change the management group. The Spears family were going to stay in charge. They weren't going to change the product line. They especially weren't going to change the name. It was going to stay as Modern Dairies. But, of course, I think, as we know, when a company gets bought out, they initially maintain the name.
Yeah.
But gradually, the old name kind of peters out and the new name becomes common. So, eventually, the sign Modern Dairies came off the building, and Beatrice Foods went up.
Right.
And so that continued through the 1980s, the 1990s. In fact, in 1997, Beatrice was taken over by a huge multinational corporation called Parmalat. And the building stayed in Parmalat's hands until 2017. I think by that time, though, it was no longer really serving their needs. It was a big company. It was a fairly small, confined spot.
Outdated.
They decided that it was a better place to move to an industrial mall on sort of the east side of the city. So they moved out of this building in 2017 into a new $50 million facility. And by what I'm told is that this building now is slated for demolition, that it's going to be turned into residential space. But one of the things I would suggest, though, is that before the building is demolished, in recognition of this significance that, you know, they provided Manitobans with nutritious milk for nearly 90 years, that I think we should all gather outside and raise a glass of milk, of course, to this old building.
Great idea, Gord. So what's up for next month?
Well, here in Winnipeg, we have a street called Van Horn Street, and right. Brandon has a Van Horn Avenue. Next time, we're going to discuss a Van Horn farm and explain how all these places got their name.
Interesting. Okay, we'll look forward to that in June. Thanks for coming in, Gord.
You're welcome.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.